What is AGI?
And when does the last 7 year stretch start of the great end time run? Ever since Jesus left this earth, the time of the end has started ticking away. However, now it seems that we are nearing the final 7 year stretch to the finish line. It is not until now that specific prophecies are being fulfilled. For instance, Daniel refers to the final government and king of this world as a horn that had eyes and a big mouth speaking profanities. In Daniel 7:8. The eyes are the CCTV, IP, DVR, or NVR cameras, as well as the ones on our phones, CPs, and laptops. The eyes of a man are, Big Brother is watching for our coming world leader and his government. The big mouth will come. The stage is set with wars and economic collapse. So we'll all want a strong leader to save our disaster-headed world. The Bible refers to this strong man as the Antichrist or, quote-unquote, the beast. Don't worry, he will come and take center stage on the political platform as the savior of our world with an international economic political peace treaty, which is signed by many in the UN, Daniel 9:27. The world will be divided into 10 political economic regions, along with a new worldwide credit system to replace cash. The Jews will get the okay to build a temple and reinstall animal sacrifice. The RFID, radio frequency identification, will be promoted along with all the quote-unquote good things that will move our world forward. There will be economic growth as the financial conglomerates are backing him and he will win us over with financial perks, Daniel 11:24. We will have relative mental peace as Satan needs his demons to fight Michael and his angels in the heavenlies. This happens during the first 3.5 years after the treaty is signed. We also have the false prophet, a religious hoax and liar, John 8:44, who will promote this new leader as the quote-unquote anointed savior, our Christ incarnate. After 3.5 years of relative peace and economic growth, the war in the heavenlies is won by Michael and his angels. Satan and his demons are cast out into the earth, having great wrath, knowing that time is short. It says in Revelation 12:12, that is 3.5 years, and they are bad losers, and they hate God's children. It is persecution pandemonium. Satan will possess our world leader, and the demons are back full force to disturb our mental peace. At present, we have AI helping us, and now scientists are developing AGI, that is Artificial General Intelligence, meaning that this technology can draw its own conclusions and make its own decisions and perform tasks beyond what it is trained for. The AGI quote-unquote progress is teamwork of computer science, neuroscience, and reasoning psychology. From this we can understand that scientists are entering more and more into the spiritual realm. We know that spirits and demons can operate in the physical, for instance with Ouija boards, poltergeists, etc. The AGI technology will be demon-infested and used in the image of our quote-unquote savior. This AGI freak oracle can give us a death sentence if we refuse to worship it, Revelation 13:15. This happens 3.5 years after the treaty is signed. At that time, the false prophet will, under the cloak of science, command demons to control the image and it looks like it is alive. The prophet Daniel refers to this image or android as the abomination, Daniel 11:31. Our quote-unquote savior will stop the daily animal sacrifice in the Jerusalem temple as it is a transgression against the animal rights, according to Daniel 8:12. And this goddamned AGI image will replace it. I say goddamned as it is damned by God. Jesus said, when you see the abomination in the temple, flee. Run, move, for then shall be great tribulation, Matthew 24:15-21. The tribulation is the last 3.5 of the 7 years, 42 months or 1260 days, Back then they had a lunar calendar, which was 360 days per annum. Our quote-unquote savior shall honor a strange god whom his fathers knew not, which is AGI androids / oracles. And he shall cause them to rule over many. Daniel 11:38-39. These AGI human androids will eventually be given positions in government administration to rule over us. Many of us, end time runners, will think that we have passed the finish line and that Jesus has forsaken us, as he should have returned to give us the Medal of Honor for having run, and he should have raptured us. But to the contrary, Jesus clearly stated, at that time there will be great tribulation, Mark 13:14-19-23, and assured us that he'll return immediately after the tribulation. Many of us will give up and drop out of the race as we believe the pre-tribulation lies. This tribulation part of the run will acquire 100% dedication to reach the actual true finish line. The first 3.5 years is easy sailing, and we hope to sleepily float across the finish line, but what we expected to be the finish line is the start of a hurdle race. Many will mentally run into that brick wall that most marathon runners experience at some time or another. What's the use? Why am I doing this? We are so weakened by our false prophets and their sermons that many of us will collapse and fall away. Yeah, Jesus hasn't returned for 2,000 years, and now I have to run and jump these hurdles and give my all to make it to the finish line? Forget it. What if they'll move the finish line again? I'm leaving this nonsense. My question is, why should we waste our time and money if we are planning to drop out? The finish is not where we are told it will be by our big-time false prophets lying to us. Matthew 24:11. No matter how many of us believe the same thing, but what Jesus, Paul, Daniel, Revelation, and the Bible say, that will stand. And the preachers that stick to that, they are true prophets. We can also believe the Freemason-sponsored Cyrus Scofield Bible and his sly interpretations of Scripture that fits the pre-trip rapture finish line. That choice is ours. It is beyond me that anyone has the nerve to twist Jesus' words from before to after the tribulation. He didn't hang on the cross for 6 agonizing hours to tell us half-truths that we can change to get the crowds and the money. Paul says, because they believed not the love of the truth, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, and that they all may be damned who believed not the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:8-10. Very strong words, yet we believe what we want. We are not there yet, and we still have to wait for the starting signal of the last 7-year stretch. It seems that our Antichrist, quote-unquote, savior, comes from Russia, or one of the former Soviet states, as he is King of the North, Daniel 11:40, meaning north of Israel. Now we have President Putin, who does not fit the Antichrist picture. When he is no longer in power, we'll get a new person in Russia, a raiser of taxes. But he won't last long. That's Daniel 11:19-20. Ladies and gentlemen, after this tax man will stand up a vile person, meaning despicable, abhorrent, revolting person who will come to power with flatteries, and he is also the prince of the covenant. He is the one. The Antichrist, and he will introduce the international treaty, Daniel 11:21-22. While we are starstruck by him, he will set up the cruelest dictatorship ever known in world history. So when Putin comes to his end, we need to get ready to go to our starting blocks for the last 7-year final stage of our run. The international treaty will be heralded as the dawn of a new day for a new world for many years to come. However, the prophet Daniel states clearly that this international treaty will be the starting point of the last 7 years before Jesus returns. That's in his prophecy of Daniel 9:24-27. Here is no room for error. I'll repeat, when the AGI image is activated, is not the time of the rapture, but the start of the tribulation, which ends with the seventh and last trumpet, immediately after the tribulation, the sun is dark, the powers of the heaven shall be shaken, which is nuclear war, and then, and only then, we will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. Matthew 24:29-31. Jesus says, he that reads, let him understand. Matthew 24:15. Know therefore and understand. Daniel 9:25. Understand is used 23 times in Daniel and 25 times in the Gospels. Those who do not understand are like the seed that falls by the wayside. Matthew 13:19. Hosea 4:14 says, people that do not understand shall fall. I am not trying to be a calamity howler, but just want to prepare us so that we will survive this mess and come out as a full of faith winner to greet the Lord unashamed. He that shall endure unto the end, he shall be saved, it says in Matthew 24:13. Let's collect oil in our jars so we've got light to meet our bridegroom coming at midnight, Matthew 25:1-12. We can also bury our head in the sand, hoping that it'll all go away. But what is written will happen, 100%. Now this pamphlet is very incomplete, but there are several short books available on how things will soon unfold. For Bible study, the little book is in pictures and is a scriptural alternative to the many theories. Then there is A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 1 and Part 2, which are two short booklets which cover these 7 years in full. At johanpeters.in are 27 audios, prophecy bites of 2 to 4 minutes, 90-some pamphlets on many subjects. All downloads are free. No cookies, no info requests,